If they asked me, I could write a book.
It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, it's classical music at the Kravis, a drive-in movie moves into Wynwood, Chef Norman Van Aken, and our Florida Keys calendar. The 30th anniversary of the Miami Book Fair International, presented by the Center for Literature and Theater at Miami-Dade College, takes place November 17th through the 24th on the Wolfson campus, 300 Northeast 2nd Avenue in downtown Miami. Director of Programs, Lisette Mendez, joins us to discuss the many events of the nation's finest and largest literary event. Lisette, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell me, this is your biggest event, but what else does the center accomplish throughout the year?
Well, we do a lot of other author presentations throughout the year. We work a lot with college students at Miami-Dade College, bringing authors into the classrooms, providing books for the students to read and integrate into the curriculum. We also do a lot of programming for children, including one program, Read to Learn Books for Free, where we gather books, both gently used and new children's books from people in the community, and we redistribute them to children who don't have as much access as other kids. We started that back in May. We have a theater component in Spanish. Prometeo Theater also has been in the community for 40 years, and we took it on about 10 years ago when the center first started. There's a lot going on.
You have events going on year-round,
yes,
sounds like.
Yes, we do.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, you've got a really great opening, November 17th, just a few days from now. And tell me about it and about the esteemed author joining you for that opening.
Well, it's going to be really spectacular this year. It's our 30th. We wanted to celebrate in style. And so we're having an inaugural ceremony at Gusman Center for the Performing Arts in the beautiful Olympia Theater. And it's going to be really spectacular. It starts at 5:30 p.m. And we'll have a performance group from Spain. They are both musicians and dancers that will perform different kinds of music and different kinds of dancing style from all over Spain. And they are coming just for this inaugural ceremony. And so that's going to be quite beautiful and very impressive. And it's all free, open to everyone in the community. I think that's one of the great things about Miami Book Fair, that there's really a little bit of something for everyone. And so much of it is free or almost free. And that starts at 5:30 p.m. We're really lucky that we have representatives of the royal family of Spain with us that day to open the fair, to inaugurate the fair. You know, we're celebrating Spain at this year's fair, and a lot of authors are coming from Spain, a lot of performance groups, including Sweet España, a lot of other kinds of flavors from Spanish culture, including we have a special dinner with a guest chef. We have a tablao every night, which is dancing and tapas. But that inaugural ceremony is going to be really special. Sweet España is one of the premier groups for dancers and singers of traditional Spanish music, and they'll be there that night to open the fair. And then after that, we have Dan Brown, who I think everyone in South Florida at one time or another has asked me, when is Dan Brown coming to the fair? When is Dan Brown? And here we actually have Dan Brown this year for all of those fans. And his fans are legion. And he will be talking about his new book, Inferno.
Marvelous. Now, mark your calendar. Sunday, November 17th. It starts at 5:30?
5:30 p.m.
Uh-huh. It's free and open to the public. I hope every seat is taken.
Yes. If I weren't working, I wouldn't miss it.
You'll be working.
Yep.
Now, so many events and programs connected with this year's 30th Miami Book Fair International, of course, presented by the Center for Literature and Theater at Miami-Dade College. Let's start with Evenings With.
Wow, yeah, we have quite a lineup. We have two every night from Monday on with Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe. A lot of people know him from his TV show. Erica Zhang and Jennifer Weiner in conversation following the next day. A favorite at the Miami Book Fair for many years, Pat Conroy, will be our Wednesday author. Cassandra King, his wife, also presenting her own book. Sherman Alexi, incredible young writer who is so prolific. Poetry, short stories, novels. He's written a screenplay for a film. Native American author from the Northwest that doesn't get down to South Florida very often, but every chance I get to bring him, I do, because he's really one of the best young authors today in our country. Raisa Aslan, who came out recently with a book about the historical Jesus, that's gotten a lot of
controversy.
Press,
like, yes, yeah,
very controversial, but really an incredible scholar. He's a professor and he's been doing research about this time period for a very long time. And this is an incredible book. Carl Hyacin, South Florida favorite,
always fun,
also with us. And then we have Wally Lamb, Terry McMillan. There's really an author for every taste in literature.
You tell me, 500 authors. Wow.
Yes.
That's just phenomenal.
Yes. I think two who are going to be very popular this year are the Congressman John Lewis. He's going to be with us to talk about his book, March, about the March on Washington. A lot of people know him as really a pioneer in the, you know, in the movements for social justice for the past 60, 70 years at this point. And Angelica Houston, another very beloved, for slightly different reasons maybe, but another beloved figure in American culture.
November 22nd.
Yes, at 8 p.m.
Now, we want to talk about the Generation Genius Days because, of course, during any book fair, you bring the family, you bring the kids.
You know, Generation Genius Days and the Children's Alley section of the book fair are very important to me. I think we have to nurture the next generation of readers, the next generation of thinkers and doers. But, you know, we have to start when they're young, when they're babies.
True.
You know,
true.
Otherwise, you know, it's kind of cliche. You know, children are the future. Children are the folks that are going to lead our country. And I think it's incumbent upon an organization like ours to really make sure that we have a varied, rich program for kids so that they can equate reading and books and everything that comes along with that with fun and, you know, things that are not just chores like homework could be sometimes.
Sure. You want to go to miamibookfair.com for more information. So much information on that wonderful website. And of course, the book fair is all over social media, on Twitter at Miami Book Fair, on Facebook at Miami Book Fair, and the center at MDC on Tumblr.
Yes.
Let's not forget the kitchen. This is the second year for that program.
Yes, and it's growing. Throughout Book Fair, we've always had a lot of chefs with cookbooks to come and talk about their books. And we took that a little bit further with the opening of the Culinary Institute at Miami-Dade College. The Miami Culinary Institute has beautiful facilities, test kitchens, and a beautiful wine theater, the Tuyo restaurant, which oversees downtown Miami and the Bay. And so we partnered with them. I mean, we're all part of the same family to use those facilities during the fair. And a number of the authors presenting cookbooks are going to be doing cooking demos and tastings during the weekend. So our very own Norman Van Aken, who leads Tuyo restaurant, and he's very well known in Miami for a number of his restaurants here. And but we also have authors who are coming from outside. Patricia Wells, whom everybody really loves for her French cooking. Ingrid Hoffman, who does both Spanish foods, you know, Hispanic foods and traditional American taste, mixes that to create her own style of cooking, very much with a healthy twist, as she says. So she's going to be doing a cooking demo and a tasting as well. We have two special dinners that are going to be on Tuesday of the book fair and also on Thursday of the book fair. And Norman Van Aken is going to partner up with two of our visiting chefs. One is Scott Conant, who is on TV, on the Food Network, and a couple of other TV stations that run cooking shows. The second dinner, Norman will create alongside Bruno Oiteza. He is a chef coming from Spain as part of our celebration of Spanish foods. That's part of the larger celebration of Spanish culture at the book fair. And both of these dinners are ticketed, but they're affordable considering the fact that these are two chefs that are coming in to visit and are participating in our program.
Lisette Mendez is director of programs for the book fair, and she is our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. Once again, for more information, miamibookfair.com is the place to go initially, and so much going on. You know, I love the hundreds of authors you have, and I also love the music you always bring together every single year, and you have the World Stage, which is going to be located on the corner of Northeast 2nd Avenue and 3rd Street. You've got the Wolfson Jazz Ensemble, directed by Mike DeLito. Peter Baton will be performing, Dr. Ed Calle and Friends, the Jose Negroni Trio, the band formerly known as the Rock Bottom Remainders. That inspires a question. Huh? What?
Well, I think in Miami, a lot of people, if not everyone, is familiar with the Rock Bottom Remainders. And actually, they broke up earlier this year. Sam Barry and his wife were the founders of the Rock Bottom Remainders, along with all of the authors who participate.
Mm-hmm. Dave and all of that.
Right. And her name was Kathy Kamen Goldmark. She passed away last year.
I'm sorry.
Of breast cancer. And so the band really decided that without Kathy, Kathy was the heart of the band, and they decided to break up. And actually, they wrote a beautiful book. All of them contributed essays and stories. It's called Hard Listening, and the book is available for sale, and they will all be at the fair talking about this book. The book was written and is being sold to raise funds to pay for the very high medical bills that Kathy unfortunately had at the time of her death. And so they'll be at the fair to talk about the book, and I think, again, another group whose fans are legion are the authors who make up the Rock Bottom Remainders. And the reason they got back together is because of the fair's 30th anniversary. They've been at the fair since the very beginning, and they couldn't let such a significant event go by without playing again together.
And that's Saturday, November the 23rd at 6 p.m. They've also invited, this is amazing, Roger McGuinn to perform with them of the Byrds. So that is magnificent. So much more going on, of course, for the 30th annual Miami Book Fair International. Once again, go to the website, miamibookfair.com, for complete information. And this year they celebrate the culture and literature of Spain. And we want to thank Lisette Mendez, Director of Programs, for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat. Lisette, we'll see you in the streets.
Yes, thank you so much. See you at the fair.
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.